Everyone, this is the Monday Creation Lightship show. The date today is March 13th, 2017, so we'll clear the day, and this is our Healing Highway wonderful show that we have every week. So here we go, clearing the date today, the 13th of March. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Wow. 1, 2, there we go. Just released. So I'll just continue on. That's good. We're good. Okay, let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. Bring them up. So you have peace energy in your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And if you have a situation going on, owie or something, emotional problem, we'll clear that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Elizabeth, are you out there? Are you out of the makeup room and with all your voice tuning and harmonized and everything?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. I've got my healing tea, and it's so strange to be doing this show in the daylight here. We are in a new timeline of daylight, so it's funny to look out my window and actually see what's out there instead of darkness while I'm doing the show. So it sounded like the date was a little bit difficult to release. Could that be because of the numbers, or do people have maybe some hang-ups about the number 13? Do you think that could have anything to do with it, or?
Well, I think they were trying to give up the timeline for the time change. Maybe a few days ago or so. Maybe they're trying to bring it in slowly or something. Because it was really strange. Felt dizzy one day, and that was around noon. I can't recall if it was Saturday. It may have been Saturday or something, but just really strange stuff going on, and the Earth was different, and so I don't know what to say. They just don't like, maybe losing the last election, I guess. So anyway, we'll just continue on with the show here.
Yeah, it's very strange when we all have to adjust to these new timelines. And Ron was doing, of course, the March intensives. There was a 7-hour now healing call yesterday on Sunday. So if anybody was on that call and would like to write in their experience, I know we were doing a lot of healing in many different rooms on the light ship, and in the light discs were present a lot. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, please check out creationlightship.com. That is the home base page for the Creation Lightship healings that we will talk about on the show, as well as your resource for all of the questions and answers you might have about Ron or his work or the Creation Lightship. And there's also links at the top of the page to our fast chat feedback, which you can ask us questions while the show is live. You'll find that link at the top of the page. And if you're on bbsradio.com station 1, you can go to our homepage and also find a link there to ask us questions during the show. If you'd like, you can also send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thanks everybody for joining us. And Ron, someone has a question about the exercise that we do where you say, I now increase my life force energy. And they're wondering if you can do that while you're engaged in other tasks like driving a car.
Well, yeah, you can. Initially, what I show people is how to check their energy field with the palms of their hand. So I'm sure if you look at some of the maybe expos that we had, I'm probably doing that if they're on YouTube. But you just put your palm of your hands in front of you and move them slowly, like body width, and kind of come in slowly. You're going to find at some point, maybe we'll just say 3 inches, 6 inches, you're going to feel your hands maybe vibrating or like you're pressing a rubber ball or something. And that's about where your field would be, where you're having that resistance. Then you just say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. And then you move your hands further apart, probably body width again, move them slowly. And don't get mental with it, because your body has to tell you where this is. And try not to psychically see the energy or anything else. Just kind of let your body tell you. The movement slowly, and typically the space will probably double or triple, and then between your hands. And then do it again, and maybe after about 5 times, your hands will be strung out alongside of you, because, you know, there's a lot of energy. So if you say it 10 times, you're going to be up and feel great. So you can do that just to get used to doing it. And then maybe after you do it for a week, maybe once a day or something, then you can just say it out loud without moving your hands, because it's just an indication for you, to know that energy is moving, inside of you, and you're getting more energy throughout your body. And, yeah, you can say it out loud, and you probably want to, the energy probably will not leave your body too far. So even though you increase the energy, you're not going to be having it kind of go into the room or, go off 50 feet. It's only just going to be internal. Then you can do a shrink wrap. Say somehow maybe you were thought that when you increase your energy, your field goes out further. So you want to have it all contained inside of you. So do a shrink wrap then, so that now you're getting advantage of that energy going to all of your body. So it's a good thing to do for healing. And you can do it whenever you wish to. And normally 10 times is good. If you want to, really get charged up, maybe, do it up to 100. Anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's a great exercise to do. And I guess if you're driving, you can't really do the hand exercise, but you could probably also just say it and feel the energy. Maybe you could do it that way, Ron. I don't know how important the hand moving is to the effectiveness of the clearing.
It's just for you to know that it's working.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, it's just an indication for you.
Right, just so you can feel that it's working. Maybe we could do a sample clearing for everybody, Ron. How about, I know we don't
really
talk.
We can do that right now, in fact. Here we go, everybody.
Yeah.
Take your hands. And if you're driving or, in a place where you can't, but here we go. You have to say it out loud naturally, because everything in the present moment is out loud. Everything in the mental is in darkness, and you're not in the present moment because you're abducted onto other alien planets and Earths and things like that in a fabrication. So you want to be here, so that's why you say it out loud. So here we go. You check your charge and see where your hands are. Now say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. And now check your charge again, and your hands should be further apart. Maybe double what it was, we'll say. And we'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And you can sample again and see where it is. It should be further. And one more time, I now increase my life force energy. Your hands are like alongside of you or further, you can just put them down now. And we'll just start saying it out loud. So I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 I now increase my life force energy, and one more time here. I now increase my life force energy. A lot of people, their body starts to buzz. Typically, you may get really warm. So the buzzing is just more of your energy connecting to your body. You're going to feel the tingles. And I'm just making it real simple there. And then if you get warm, that's because, you're ramped up, ready to go. If you do it 100 times, you can actually feel mental shifts happening to you. It's quite interesting. You'll be saying it, all of a sudden you might feel your whole body like kind of get phased in and out. I might lose consciousness for maybe a hundredth of a second. And then you come back, we'll say, and because you released a block. And all of a sudden now you feel like you're a lot more clear-headed. So sometimes people's bodies will actually start shaking or twitching internally as you release the block too. So 100 times will put you, and you're going to be wide awake. And don't do it at night, only because you may, you know, stay up an extra few hours longer or something. But it's great for road trip. You know, if you got to drive to an extra, you know, 50 miles or something or whatever, you can do that, and it'll give you a lot of energy. Well, back to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, thanks, Ron. And that's a really effective exercise you can do at any point during the day. By yourself, you don't really need a computer. You can just say that and move your hands farther apart to feel the energy increasing. So I just wanted to announce, too, that if you live in Arizona or Hawaii, I think you don't have to deal with the time change because they never go to daylight savings time. So I'm wondering if we have any listeners who are based in those areas who would like to write in and tell us about how they're feeling. I'm sure there's probably not a lot of difference in their perception of time as opposed to people who are on the daylight savings, all the other states. So just wondering if anybody had any insight about that and how they're dealing with the new timelines. So a lot of people just leave the clocks, I guess, as they are, but that could be pretty difficult if you have to leave the house or have a job or anything like that. So just wondering, you know, how people are dealing with that. So let's see. Somebody was wondering, Ron, how they could have better relationships with men. And they are a woman, and they said, I notice that sometimes when I'm with men, I feel uncomfortable, sometimes afraid. I notice I tend to avoid them or push them away. Is there a clearing you would recommend or a command to give myself so I can have a healthy relationship with men?
Well, maybe the thing is started, you may want to do, you know, the psychic billboard. That may be saying something up there. But that's only going to be mirroring out to everybody around you what you think of men or something. There's some kind of blockage that you have internally, and they're reading that in your psychic billboard. And so
I was also thinking the fear body.
Yeah, so I'd say, yeah, the fear body would be a good one. Now, naturally, I'm already, you know, considering that you've done the whole lifetime mental and whole lifetime emotional body clearing, okay? So you have to get those things first. And then from there, you may want to look at self-empowerment could possibly work, but, you know, you got to see what your past is and your relationship for, you know, the opposite sex there. So, or even the same sex, you know, that's a possibility too for people listening. But regardless, you want to maybe see what programming you have from your parents, okay, on relationships. You know, look and see what's going on there, or also even your grandparents, because you are actually living the life of your grandparents more than you are, you know, the life of your parents, as far as having stuff brought into your life right now. It's normally skips a generation, so you're dealing with what their issues are. That way you can mirror back to your parents so they can try to get balanced out also. So, you know, maybe you got something in there like regret or something or abandonment, you know, some type of self-sabotage, could even be a mind loop pattern that you have. So the first thing is just to kind of look at yourself, and but mainly, you know, look at your parents, grandparents, and see what their issues were. So it's possible maybe, let's just go back to your grandparents. Maybe they lived on a farm, and your grandmother had to do all the work. She had to get up extra early or something, you know, or whatever. And so your grandmother could have kind of resented, you know, your grandfather, you know. And maybe your grandmother had, you know, five kids or more. You know, a lot of the farm families had that. They had free labor, you know. So maybe, you know, you have that energy, and the man's reading that, and he doesn't like kids whatsoever. But you and your what you're transmitting is your grandmother's issue about hating men, giving birth to all these kids. And so he's seeing all these kids around you, you know, like, man, I don't want to have any children. And then maybe he's picking up the anger of everything that she dealt with in her lifetime, and it's coming across that way. And for you, you don't even know what's going on. Like, why didn't they see me and run away, you know? So, you know, you might look at that. Oh, that's... and possibly that might... You might need a seven generational clearing if you kind of get zeroed in on it and you think you know what it is, then you may want to go further with it if it doesn't help you out and do the seven generational one. Back to you.
Yeah, Ron, it's true. And often I think that what's on our psychic billboard is reflected by things that have happened in our past, things that we're still thinking about, or things that have happened in our past lives. The other clearing that came to mind with this was possibly the chakra system clearing.
Yeah, that might help.
And you can go back, I think, with the generations as you can with the fear body.
Uh-huh.
I'm just looking up the psychic billboard now because that was the other one that was mentioned. But
and
yeah,
sure you
I guess
your...
it all pertains to every individual's situation.
Yeah. And then your natal one, you know, natal barcode.
Yeah.
Well, that could be, you know, that's all your stuff coming forward. That's your bag of tricks, you know, for this lifetime, you know. All your negative and positive things that could possibly happen to you. All these organic possibilities, and normally you have those coming into your life, and you may have more maybe negative than positive as the aliens get more mileage out of the negative stuff. So that's one way to look at it. Do that clearing. That can help you out immensely because it'll start taking away stuff. Yeah, and then maybe you're transmitting that you want to get married. You know, you're getting lonely, you're getting older, you know. You don't want to have any children. You know, let's just say that maybe you're 35, 40, okay? And, you know, now you figure, well, I'm going to be an old maid or something. I'd better, get hitched here with somebody. So now the person sees you as you think that you're an old maid, that you're getting older, and they're looking at you, and they go, oh, wow, this person has all this baggage attached to them, you know? And, you know, because the baggage will attract people, and maybe that might scare people off. So there's a lot there. Just start doing clearings, you know, to help yourself out. And, you know, find out where you are in your life. Ask your friends what they think of you, you know. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, a lot of the times, or, you know, when people ask you maybe talk about what qualities you like or dislike in your kids or your friends, and often it's what you should be working on. It's interesting. So somebody was asking, Ron, about having more money, and they're wondering if you can do a money clearing to remove entities to keep more of it, to keep more money, I guess.
That one is more difficult. I do that prosperity jumpstart. Want to get something that's going to help you. I really can't take off enough energy off you for that. You know, I clear the money in your wallet to get rid of the people's imprinting and stuff. And that may make you like that money better.
Okay.
You're probably going to be spending it. But we could do that. So
let's
if you have,
you
give you know,
everybody
your
first a chance
wallet,
to get their money out.
I get to get your money out, everybody.
And while they're doing that, we'll take another question.
Okay.
That's always fun to do. I know everybody likes that. So everybody go get your wallet and put your cash or, I don't know, can people use credit cards?
That's not really related to you. That's because that's digital. No, that's not necessarily, the card's not going to hold a charge.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
Because all values are in that card, so you know, I don't see how that would help.
Okay.
It possibly could, you know, the object clearing maybe, but the main thing is we're talking about money.
Yeah.
And if I would have started off with credit cards, I would have said, no, I don't know if I can clear that or not.
Okay.
But money, money does carry a charge on it.
Just cold hard cash, people.
Yep.
All right, I'm getting mine. Let's see. In the meantime, let's see what other kinds of questions we have here.
I could go a little sideways here. You could have, maybe for some reason, with the money aspect, you have something that's like an IOU, okay, from one of your friends, and they promised to pay you 2 months ago, but they just couldn't get the money together. So you got this IOU, which is actually worth the money to you. So if you do an object clearing on that, maybe for a week to get the energy off on it, and I can do that right now for one time. But remember, each time you think about the IOU, what are you putting on it? You're psychically attacking yourself because that person hasn't paid you. So you're putting a block between you and that person giving you the money because you're upset with them. So I'll clear that if you have an IOU from somebody. And if you keep it neutral, then maybe the person will have a chance to save the money to give to you. But if you keep blocking them by looking at the IOU, then you're psychically attacking the IOU, which you're psychically attacking them, and you're preventing them from maybe getting an extra job or maybe money or something because you're the problem. So I guess I'll just clear it right now then. So here we go. Get out your stuff, your money. And you might kind of feel how the money feels. It probably will feel like it has a weight to it if you pick it up. And here we go. We're going to clean the paper money first. Then if you have some coins, we'll clean them next year. So here we go. Paper money. Turning the energy off that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So the money should feel pretty much neutral. You shouldn't be able to feel a difference on each individual, like dollars and, you know, tens and twenties, you know, because they will have a different charge on them, but they should feel all about the same, like just like paper. And that will clear your coins. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. Now your money is neutralized. So at this point, you're not allergic to the money that you have, but your body is more body compatible to you. So you could draw money to you probably now. You may have to do some work. You know, it's not that money's going to fall out of the sky or come into your mailbox tomorrow. You know, so you do have to look around now to, you know, manifest money. That's what you want to do. Now you're not in fear of the money. The money may come to you easily. Who knows? You might have a job now. Maybe you guys see a sign where a person wants to give you $20 to cut their front lawn. They put a sign out. You got a lawnmower, and you go, man, I'm 60 years old. I'm going to go make that $20. I got this lawnmower. I ride on it every day. I'll go cut his grass for $20. So normally you'd think that belongs to a young child, but, you know, $20 is $20. Got to move your feet. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's awesome, Ron. Thanks so much for clearing that. And I was also wondering, what if you owe someone money instead of wanting them to pay you? What if you have, like, guilt about you borrowed money from somebody or several people, and now you can't pay them back? Would it work that way, too?
That could, yeah, because you've got to get the money neutralized so that you're able to start over again brand new and do your manifestation, we'll say, with light to bring the money back to you. Because you already, in a sense, you already spent the money. And so now you see money as a burden. Because now you got to dig up something that you already spent and it's gone. So, you know, get back into balance so that you can attract it back to your But you have to do it in source energy versus mind energy. Because the mind energy got you in trouble. If you would have used source energy, you would have had somebody give you the money freely, it would have been returned to them freely, instantly, almost, because source energy doesn't judge anything. So you have all this judgment, good or bad, or they do, on money. Back to you.
Okay, great. That is awesome. So hopefully we'll get some responses from the listening audience about how this feels to them. Ron just did clearings for an IOU, and also for all of the paper money and the coins that were in your wallet. He neutralized them. So hopefully that brings you back into a more peaceful relationship with money, and hopefully gives you the chance to explore some of the clearings that deal with prosperity. And just wanted to make a couple of announcements here, seeing as we're almost halfway through the show. Later this week, Ron is going to be in New York City for the New Life Expo. And that is March 17th through the 19th at the Hotel New Yorker. So you can check the New Life Expo's website for the speaking schedule, the entry fees, and the exhibit location. And if you would like to listen to Ron's lectures during the event, it's $30 for the workshops and lecture. And you can find more information about that on the New Life Expo. And if you'd like to listen to those, they're usually very interesting. And Ron usually makes everybody real and does a lot of clearings for people in the room. So that would be great. And those talks are always really well attended. And hopefully, you know, you can enjoy that from the comfort of your own home if you're not able to make it to New York City this weekend. And also after that, in April, at the end of April, the 28th through the 30th, Ron will be at the New Living Expo in California, and that will be in San Mateo, right outside of San Francisco. So you can find more information about that at the New Living Expo website. Again, for the schedule, speaking events, and fees and location. So thanks so much, everybody, for participating in that, and hopefully you've sent your picture to the light chamber to have it enclosed for the events. You can have your picture there, and you can receive all of the light chamber light infusion healings for the weekend. So let's see. I guess we should just get back to the questions here. And
I was thinking about the money situation. So
okay.
With money, you're dealing more with admiralty. Remember, the money barons are, you know, in the sea, okay, and in other countries other than what you have here, which we'll just say, making it simple, you're on the land here, and the land could be more for barter other than money. So you might be in the wrong system. I'm just trying to build this out, because here you're in common law, you know, if you know how to do that or be that. So you're under land jurisdiction, and that doesn't mix with admiralty. So you're looking at having that channel of money coming in from the admiralty energies, and all that is the money is being taxed going overseas. So You may want to do something with that. I don't know what to tell you to do. If you kind of get a hint on what I'm talking about, you may already see some light bulbs going off, and you go, well, yeah, I might try to clear the Admiralty energies of money flow. Getting with the sea energy, and you're on the land. They don't mix. Anyway.
Yeah, Ron, you know what that kind of reminds me of? Like in the 1700s when the, you know, all of the trade ships were kind of establishing these trade routes, international trade, and all of that, like the Dutch and, I mean, the British, and they have very, very powerful navies. So all of this trade was, in a sense, controlled by the people who had the biggest navies and the biggest ships, so they did essentially control the money.
Yep, uh-huh.
And, I mean, it may not have been paper money as we know it today, but it was, you know, spices, textiles, all that kind of, you know, stuff that was being established through these vast naval trade routes over the entire world. So that's a really interesting connection. And I'm wondering if maybe we can do a sample, perhaps like an earth cording disconnection or maybe a ley line clearing to see if that maybe helps people out with that relationship.
Okay. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, you got to think of your own way to have this released here. So one, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, so see how that is working for you. Boy, you could have an identity with money too. And we're approaching, well, if you are paying taxes, you know, we're approaching the April time coming up shortly here. And so you're taking your money and you're giving it away, you know, to somebody else. You could resent having money just because of that. And then that money is going on the sea again, in a sense, to another country, or at least not associated with where you're living. So you're losing it, you know, through the Admiralty system. Another way of looking at it, but you might just kind of do your own research on this here, because what you took in, which was yours, is now going out to some foreigner. Oh, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow. That's a really
interesting. You're paying a war debt.
It's
a war debt. So you're paying a war debt off. And maybe you're trying to be in peace, and now you don't like paying money because it's for a war debt. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. I think that it's important to clear that relationship, especially in the way you just phrased it. I mean, if we're all trying to be at peace, how can we be when we're constantly dealing with money and having these feelings about it, especially if it's being used for paying off a war debt, or, you know, it's being taken out of your salary every week when you really don't have a say about it. So that could make a lot of people angry, I think, or feel like they are not in peace. So hopefully
yes, so that's the prosperity bundle could probably help you.
Yes, I think so. So I think I would highly recommend that clearing to anybody who's asking these questions or maybe feeling like they need to improve their relationship, or I should say neutralize their relationship with money. Okay, so the next topic is what can you do to clear the pattern of being a people pleaser and wanting people to like you and approve of you?
Well, it sounds like abandonment to me.
Yeah.
We'll see if anybody else has something that they could add to that. Maybe they could type in something. But it does sound like abandonment would be what the issue would be. And it could also, you know, kind of reverse back to, do you like yourself enough you know, versus, you know, you're giving your energy away so people could like you as a people pleaser. So it could be a self-esteem issue or something. So back to you.
Yeah, okay, so those are all great suggestions, and we'll open it up if anybody else has any ideas about that. And also, Ron, what do you do when you just kind of want certain people out of your life and you don't want to deal with people anymore? Like, you've done all your clearings, you don't really want to get corded anymore. I mean, do you change your phone number? Do you just not talk to people? You know, what if they keep calling you or texting you or emailing you going, like, where are you? How come I never hear from you anymore? And you just kind of don't want them in your life.
Probably want to do a few more clearings because you haven't got enough of the stuff released from you, because they'll drop out. Most people, once you do the emotional clearing, they start seeing that people are leaving them alone because they don't relate to emotions anymore, traumas and traumas. So you may need to do another clearing underneath your belt to this energy on your psychic billboard drawing them to you.
Yeah. Wow, it seems like the psychic billboard is really coming up a lot tonight for a lot of the similar situations people are dealing with.
Yep.
I'm wondering if we should do a sample of that for, like, one issue, maybe like abandonment.
Here we go. So think of an issue of you being abandoned, and it could even be with your money. Oh, the money's gone, so it abandoned you. So here we go. There's something else, so abandonment. Think of a situation, and it could get going all different directions. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. That feels pretty good to me. So, you know, think of, you know, you could even have lost maybe your wallet or something, you know, and now you're abandoned, you know. Or maybe now you're stranded. But the abandonment brought you to be stranded. So anyway, I don't think I got a clearing for being stranded, but there's a special clearing that would be probably pretty rough if you feel that energy. So back to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you can even answer this question, Ron, but what do you feel like? I mean, what if people feel like they've been abandoned here on this planet?
A lot of us have.
Because that's immediately what I thought of when you said that. I was like, help.
I didn't want to say that.
But I hesitate to even bring that up, but that's kind of what it felt like when you mentioned that. I wasn't even thinking about my wallet. I was like, yikes.
Yep.
So I guess, well, here's a question that's kind of related to that, and it's about this person who gets panic attacks on airplanes, and they feel afraid of being in the air and not grounded on the earth, have lots of racing thoughts, and want to be able to travel. So they're wondering what they can do.
Find a heart drop. Get out of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that constantly. And also, you can run the free Help Enslaved Aliens Leave the Earth clearing. I find that is very calming a lot of the times when you're in a public space like a cafe or an airplane, a doctor's office, vet's office, you know, supermarket, cafe, any type of place like that where there's a lot of people gathered. If you go to Ron's YouTube channel. I think there's an updated version of that, too, and it's Help Enslaved Aliens Leave. A lot of that is really remarkable when you see the changes in people, and you just tend to feel a lot calmer. Like, you, if you have a tablet or a smartphone, you can run that, and it really helps.
And kind of jokingly here, but it could be true. I'm thinking you're up in the airplane, right? And you're the only human on the airplane. You look around and you see all these clones. You go, geez, I remember seeing some zombie movies where these people, these clones turn into zombies. What if I'm going to be lunch, you know? So you could have a problem with not wanting to be around clones, but you think that they're people.
Yeah.
So it maybe won't awaken the zombies. So back to you.
It's like a Night of the Living Dead. It's like a classic.
Or you're enlisting the time-traveling soldiers, and you go, well, we're off the ground. Come on, aliens, I'm ready to do battles.
Yeah, it could actually be very empowering.
You
can actually turn your fears into your greatest strengths.
Yep.
So actually, there was something here about the Vikings and the enlistment recently that you did. So I can't find it, of course, now that we are looking for it. And, okay, we did the money clearing. Someone's wondering if, since the body is made of water mostly, can I charge the water in my body with my spirit?
Well, your spirit has nothing to connect to give you a charging. It's just like you. So if you're lacking something in your body, your spirit is lacking the same thing that you're lacking. So you know, you'd want to get on the website, get more horsepower to go through your spirit now, and then from there, the energy coming into your spirit will go into your body. So remember, you know, your spirit is normally pretty disempowered. It's been here for so long, and it can still help you. Remember, when you get hurt or something and you got pain in your body, the first thing to bail is your spirit when you need it actually the most to help heal. So your spirit's out of here. Doesn't want to do any more suffering. So it kind of knows that, here it comes. That person's going to hit their thumb with the hammer, and it sees that happening, and before you hit your thumb, it now leaves your body. And now you're going through the agony of the pain, and it's just outside of your body with this thumb that's perfect because it didn't get hit yet. And it'll wait to come back into your body. If your spirit was sleeping, we'll say you're not paying attention because if you don't communicate or at least connect with it or do something, you know, to acknowledge its presence or to, you know, stay in the present moment, then it may have its thumb hit also. And that's even worse because now your spirit has a corrupted thumb and so does your body. So how do you heal that? Because you need energy to come to your body, which is in wholeness. That's why the clearings are so good on the website, because it will come in and rejuvenate those areas. Because you specify, you know, like on a pain clearing, after you get the emotional, and you specify in there that you have a hurt thumb and you have pain. That's where you'd be using the whole lifetime, the add-on one, which is the unlimited. The whole lifetime one you may have done 2-3 years ago, but you get the unlimited now, so you go in there whenever you choose to bring in a specific incident, which would be your hurt thumb. Now you can re-energize your spirit to take away the energy from its hurt thumb, and that will now work with your physical body with its hurt thumb. Well, that's why you have the availability of all the unlimited on the whole lifetime energetic body clearing. Back to you.
Yeah, Ron, and also we were talking recently on one of the shows recently about how your body's been here for a really long time, too, you know, in your DNA. So.
Yep, and it may have that issue in it also, of what you're dealing with. So. That's why you do clearings, to get rid of the darkness out of you. And you already, your DNA is full of darkness, but it's what's activated in this lifetime that you need to worry about. You don't want to keep looking at something to see how it's working, like pulling up a carrot out of the ground to see if it's growing, you know?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
You just do the clearing, and you know it works. You don't go back in time and look at it, because now you're creating a timeline for when it happened again.
Yeah,
for your clearings is no longer going to work, because now you put yourself on, you know, the hurt finger timeline.
I think that's hard for people to do, to leave well enough alone.
Yeah, well, I think if they get enough clearings, the ones that deal with emotions and things, trauma, maybe pain, fear, you probably won't be resonating that much to your past when you have a clearing. Because you don't have much for things to stick to. So just think of what your problem is. It's like it got written on the blackboard as you did it, right? Like going to school, and now you do a clearing, it just gets erased. And now you can move on. If you keep looking at it and feeling it over again, might need a mind loop clearing, but you don't want to look back. You do a clearing, and it's done with. You know it worked, and, move on with your life. Back to you.
Yeah, that's the important part. Move on with your life and create something peaceful in the space where you used to have duality and emotional negativity or positivity. Okay, so I found the question I was looking for about the Vikings, and this listener writes, "Hi, since I've enlisted with the Vikings, often I have been waking up in an aggressive mood with a sense of crazy battles going on and also a sense of victory that something great has been accomplished. But with that, I'm having pains, headaches, and body aches in my physical body for a couple of weeks now. I live in Los Angeles, and chemtrails have been sprayed very heavily lately. Perhaps that could contribute to pains also. And there is also this thing called chemtrail flu. Many people are sick with the flu, and now I feel like I have a flu myself. I've been running alien oxygen code removal, and it does help. And they're wondering if you could help with some chest pains and aches. Thank you so much for all you do."
Yeah, the chemtrails now are getting more more detrimental, so. Let's see here. Well, let's do a clearing for lungs. And you could even try the alien, oxygen clearing. So here we go. That's a free one. We'll work on your lungs. And it could also be, the nanobite stuff out there. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. That might be good enough for lungs. So if you are feeling like body pains in the morning or something, and you don't like that situation because you are battling, like I tell people, being enlisted now is not a cakewalk. It's not something that you can say that you like doing, and you tell your friends about it, an eagle type thing. You will probably have situations waking up in the morning and maybe having a bruise or something. This is all of battles going on, and that's the way that is. So if it is a little traumatizing for you, you can always say you want a week off or something. So it's your choice what you get enlisted. That was your choice to enlist, and now you have a choice to change maybe the role that you're doing with that particular Viking group, we'll say, or whatever other group you're with, if you're one of the older bees out there who's been listed for years. You can change, but you do have that sense of accomplishment, and it can really affect your self-esteem a lot in a positive way, because you know that you're always going to win. But you may have a bruise for winning, but if it is troublesome to you, then you can also even de-enlist if you want. Anyway, that's what's going on, and it's getting typically, I don't know. I thought the end times with all the battles would be, maybe a month ago, and it's still kind of going on after doing all those Antarctica battles and stuff. So, you never know what they're doing, but definitely want to stay in the present moment and get off of those other timelines that they want you to be on. So back to you.
Yeah, or you could just ask to do something else. Like you could be on, maybe you could be working at the food area, or you could be repairing armor or doing something with weapons. I mean, you don't have to be doing battle.
Yep, combat. Yep.
So that might actually be better for you to not be in the battles. Some people really have a wholly different experience with it, but it all depends on, what you feel like dealing with. So it is, like Ron said, your choice. So hopefully that works out, and keep us posted. Hopefully it'll help if you just ask to maybe be delegated to another task. And I guess we're coming to the end of the show. We'll take maybe one more question. And someone said, I like what you said about using fear to battle what you are afraid of. Do you have any recommendations of how to work with fear of speaking, fear of feelings, etc.? Do you want to confront your fear? Does your spirit leave when you are afraid? And how can you bring it back and confront your fear?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, your spirit does leave when you're in fear.
It does leave.
So you talked about speaking. So I guess you're talking about maybe speaking in the classroom.
Maybe public speaking.
The public speaking. Well, what you would probably want to do is do something with, is there a difference between you just talking to somebody one-on-one versus seeing 100 people in front of you talking to them or more? And so the first thing is, I'm going a little sideways here, but remember, everybody typically is going to be courting your throat. I'm not saying that it's 100% correct, but they're looking at you. So what they're going to see, in a sense, is a talking head, okay? Because you're going to be having clothes on, maybe you're standing, in front of a podium or something, but mainly they're going to watch your head, and, as you're talking these words, they may be courting your words. So you may want to do a courting clearing. Maybe that could be part of it, aside from that, they're going to be recording what they're looking at, okay? Well, if for some reason, something goes on with your clothing and, something happens there, then they're going to be recording whatever they're seeing. So I won't get into that too much. We've seen people where, things have popped out off and on, So that particular part of your body would be recorded. But mainly when you're talking, they're going to be looking probably at your head, maybe the way you're presenting with your facial expressions or whatever. So that's what they're going to be courting. So you may be dealing with a courting problem, and that's bringing you fear. And, I'm trying to go a little different than you just thinking that you're going to be talking and you're afraid of people. So you may want to do some kind of clearing for being afraid of people. Maybe you got something in the past. Maybe you said the wrong word or something doing a speech and they cut your head off. Who knows? Everything has happened to everybody here. So to just look at the situation of you being in fear of speaking, which could be some other incident. And check out your grandparents. Maybe they give you that gift. Oh, it looks like we're getting close again. You can send your money if you wish, $30, and when I'm at the expo, I'll let you hear what I'm talking about at the lectures and workshops. So anyway, I'll be doing that probably maybe on Thursday, I'm guessing, sending out the codes for people on an email. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. Well, I think we're actually going to have to wrap up the show here. We're at 55 after, so I'll turn it over to you for the Mind to Heart drop, and be sure to check out creationlightship.com for the special events that Ron's coming up, the expos later this week, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron. Thanks, everybody, so much for your questions, and we'll see you soon on the Lightship.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So I'm going to command your spirit out loud. So this is what you do. Very simple. So you say, and I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, and drop them into my heart. And to do that, to facilitate that action, we count from 10 to 1 backwards. And if you're an old bee, you could probably just do 3, 2, 1. But for the newbies, for about a week, just do what I'm doing right now. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.